Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your cross-politic daily news brief for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Hey, you have any of those good news stories you want to send us? You can do that at news@crosspolitic.com now. That's news@crosspolitic.com. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, chocolate_Knox, and send me all the great news stories. Kind of like, well, if you want to consider this one a great one, an NAACP chapter president said there's no such thing as blue lives. He did this on Twitter this Sunday following what appeared to be an ambush-style shooting of two sheriff deputies in Los Angeles on Saturday. Listen, if you have not seen this video, it's horrific. It's, to me, worse than the George Floyd video. This was a straight-up, cold-blooded, Godfather, mobster-style hit. The deputies, a 24-year-old man and a 34-year-old woman, were fighting for their lives as they underwent surgery following the attack, which occurred around 7 p.m. local time this Saturday outside of Metro Rail Station in Compton. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says it looks like they're going to be able to recover. We're going to have to see long term what the impact is. We don't know yet, but they've survived the worst. So Bishop Talbert Swan goes on Twitter that Sunday and says there's no such thing as blue lives. Stop comparing your job with my life. Your career is a choice. My blackness isn't. The NAACP leader, Bishop Talbert Swan, goes on to say that no one deserves to be unjustly murdered. Oh, good. Thank you. Police or citizens. He continues by saying, if you were expressing outrage over the shooting of two sheriff deputies, but were defending Kyle Rittenhouse's murder of two protesters in Kenosha, you need to shut up and have a seat. You know, it's kind of hard for me to believe that the advancement of black people is on a good track when one of its leaders can't tell the difference between a cold-blooded assassination and self-defense. Medics, they had a hard time trying to get their way through a mob who were attempting to block the hospital entrance and to prevent the officers from getting treatment. The rioters were screaming, "We hope they die." Law enforcement had to break up a violent mob just to get the deputies into the hospital, arresting one man who was also then joined by a female rioter who attempted to obstruct the arrest of the man. She claimed to have a press pass. She actually did have a press pass, but none of her credentials seemed to be on her at the time. She was just at her typical rally. The former GOP Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, taking note of the Los Angeles deputies who were shot in the head, in cold blood, by the way, he threw down the gauntlet on Twitter to the Democratic vice president candidate, Kamala Harris, saying, "Will Kamala Harris visit deputies who were shot, 31-year-old mom and 24-year-old in her state? She visited someone in Wisconsin who was charged with a third-degree sexual assault and said she was proud of him. She and Joe Biden need to side with the law enforcement and denounce radicals." Roughly an hour before Walker's tweet, Harris wrote on Twitter, "Doug and I are keeping the two Los Angeles County sheriff deputies in our hearts as they currently fight for their lives after a horrific attack last night. The predator must be brought to justice." Huh. "No, I'm proud of you." Maybe they need to be black facing third degree sexual assault. Hey, are you coming to the Fight Laugh Feast Conference October 1st through 3rd to get you some weapons for this war? We've put together a wonderful package that is full of feasting and some warrior chants, also known as psalm singing, some hearty fellowship, and a lineup of speakers like Doug Wilson, George Grant, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin, Toby Sumter, and Jeff Durbin, David Bonson. These speakers are there to make you speak in tongues. Oh, he coming to Honda. Should have left in a Kia. Or something like that. We also got a special time with Darren Doan, an after-hours party. And all this is committed to showing you just how sharp the Word of God is so that you can take it into battle with you, from politics to business, education, family, and much, much more. Why don't you join us this October 1st through 3rd as we seek to build rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and for our good. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register today. A Pennsylvania state senator introduced legislation that would enable authorities to give misdemeanors to people who do not wear masks in public during the COVID-19 pandemic. State Senator Art Haywood, a Democrat, made the announcement a few months ago, and the proposal was finally introduced into the Senate Tuesday as SB 1287. The proposal would add that failing to adhere to face covering requirements of a declaration of disaster emergency to the crime of recklessly endangering another person which is a second degree misdemeanor. Those fines are punishable by up to 2 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Under the bill, these penalties would go into effect in 2 months, starting in early November. And in sports over the weekend, empty themes fill up empty stadiums. If you watch any football on Sunday, one thing that's pretty clear is that the stadiums across America echoed the narrative and the theme of the league's messaging. Empty, 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 empty. L.A., they just built a beautiful, one-of-a-kind $5 billion worship center. Stadium. Empty. Every touchdown propped up by dead cheers from yesteryear, triggered by a button of an audio engineer. Pre-recorded, manufactured cheering is disconnected from the current moment. Disconnected, just like the NFL and all of sports, to be honest. If these were your gods, they're already dead. And they can't save you no matter how loud you scream the Black National Anthem. Or whatever you wear on the back of your shirts. Or whatever you paint in your end zones or on your face masks. All of sports from tennis to baseball to football is showing us right now that apart from Christ actually doing a work in our hearts to transform us from the inside out, leaves our good work soulless and empty. Just like our extravagant stadiums and soulless cheers. The airlines industry has probably been hit harder than about any other industry in the era of COVID-19. Even though American people and Congress have given over $5 billion to United Airlines alone, the CEO of United Airlines, Scott Kirby, says 16,000 layoffs might be underway by October 1st.
But this is lasting longer and is deeper than most people thought back then. And our revenue, we just said, is going to be down 85% in the third quarter. And in a world like that, United Airlines and others come October 1st without an extension of the CARES Act, and we're hopeful that there will be before October 1st, is going to be forced to lay off employees just to survive. We have confidence in the long-term future and being able to bring everyone back, but getting through a crisis where revenue is down 85% is just not sustainable for an industry like aviation or almost any business for that matter.
In this same interview, Kirby was asked, you know, why haven't you gone to the private sector?
So at United, we have gone to the private markets. We've raised about $18 billion since this started in capital and to get through the crisis. But in a world where we're still burning $25 million per day, you just can't go forever on that. And our view is demand is not coming back. People are not going to get back and travel like they did before until there's a vaccine that's been widely distributed and available to a large portion of the population. And I hope that happens sooner, but our guess is that's the end of next year.
There's a lot of things to be concerned about, especially with this industry facing economic collapse. I have to believe that the government's going to come in and save them once again, or should I say we are. But take notice, if masks are mandatory to fly, one can't help but think, are vaccines going to be mandatory too? Another thing is, we need way more private sector solutions than the federally regulated ones. Look, we need to think outside of the box. I'm betting you, if you give Elon Musk and Kanye West $23 billion, they would be able to figure out this problem and figure out a sort of solution that would have us looking good, enjoying some dope beats while we get to our place probably even faster. A state trooper in Colorado pulled over an 87-year-old woman for speeding. As he looked at her driver's license, he was surprised to notice attached that she has a concealed carry permit. Taken a little bit back, he couldn't help but ask, "Do you have a gun in your possession?" She replied with a cracky voice, "Indeed, I do. Why, I have a .45 semi-auto in the glove box." The trooper then asked if she had any other weapons. And she replied, "I have a 9mm Glock in the center console here." The shocked trooper, seeking to do his job, asked, "Is that all the weapons you have that you're transporting?" The old lady held up her purse and replied, "Well, I do keep a .38 special in my purse." Finally, the astonished trooper said, "Ma'am, what are you afraid of?" The old lady turned and looked to him and said, "Son, absolutely nothing." This is the Chocolate Knox with your CrossPolitik News Brief. Send us news to news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this show and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our Fight Laugh Feast app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Our app is the only way you can get In the Bullpen with Mark Dewey. I got to tell you, it's the only sports podcast that makes you more human when you listen to it. So be sure to support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member. And for a limited time, you'll be able to get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French. That was 2.5 hours of a conversation, by the way. Pastors in Politics with C.R. Wiley, Eric Erickson, Maj Touré, Doug and Nancy on parenting and raising children, Walter Williams. I keep saying this. I don't know if you understand what this means. We were in this man's living room. What a time. Uncle Gary DeMar and our very own Worldview Shotgun Series. You also get $100 off registration at the first annual Fight Laugh Feast Conference, where we hope to meet you and all your baptized children in Nashville, Tennessee, this October 1st through 3rd. So go to FightLaughFeast.com and register now. Hey, have a great day.